Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Samach Vav. As we continue in Perek Bameisha, the second to last daf, before we get to Klal Gadol, and we'll start Beis Hashem with the Mishnah on daf Samach Mebeis on the last line. Just one ha'ara from yesterday, which I didn't get to mention all the way at the end. The question that the Ritva asks in Nedarim on daf Mem, and amongst other Rishonim, and that is, yesterday's daf spoke about the Chshash, Machlokas Amoraim, and Machlokas Rishonim, about rivers that swell during the rainy season, or a little after the rainy season, so there's a worry that there's more rainwater in there than there is water that comes from the underground springs, and is that a problem? Because if there's rainwater, we know the two ways that one could have a body of water that one could be tovel in. The Mishnah says in Mikvos, Rashi quotes it there, on Samachem Abeis, Hazochalin Kema'ayan, Vahanotvin Kemikvah. Notvin, rainwater, has to be mikvah, has to be gathered in. Yikavu Hamayim. That's where the language of mikvah comes from. It has to be gathered in to a certain area. So, according to one version of Shmuel, and according to Avuah de Shmuel, they were worried that during the rainy season, and after the rain starts melting from the mountains, during Nisan, so there's a worry that all the rivers are going to be mostly rainwater. So that's why there was a worry. He built his daughter's their own private mikvahs. But the question that the Ritva asked in Nedarim was, but every mikvah that we have uses the principle of hashaka. We have a small little container that has some rainwater in it that connects with a pipe to the main area of the mikvah, and you have very little rainwater, and it's still kosher. Mashing, so what's the difference between that case and our case where you have plenty of river water too? So why are we worried that if it's rove rainwater, it's going to be a problem? So we mentioned from the Ritva, we mentioned all the Mefarshim explained that the difference is that she'uvin is a different type of problem. Like the water that we have, when you have water in a container, that problem of mayim she'uvin, not being kosher to a mikvah, is a different kind of problem, and that's the only kind of problem that could be solved by hashaka. So why is it? So either, this is also a machlokes rishonim, and maybe the problem of she'uvin is only drabanan, or number two, the Truma Sedeshin discusses this, is Ibn Reish Nundalin. He says, Baharbe ayaros, umakomos, noagim anashim litbol bin haroshalash kalashana, fein mochin biadam. There are many places where women go to the river the whole year, and people don't say a word. Velamalo nechush ledivre kama gaonim, de pasku de chayshina lurabayas notvin alazochlin. But there are many go'on in the paskin l'chumra in the discussion that we had yesterday. V'yem kein also a tfilasov, or he adayin bakares, and the tfilah is no good. Says the Truma Tadashin, Yered de Minadin Hayalanu Lachush Bedavar. Mrs. Meikradin, we should be Machmir Lachadchila. De Gaonim Kamayu Basroi, Sviru Luchumrazu. And he quotes Rabbeinu Hananel and the Maharam and the Rush. They all pass like Avuah de Shmuel, that they're worried about it. He says, Tosfos, we mentioned the Tosfos yesterday, he quotes Tosfos in our Perek. Tosfos Perek Bameisha, and the Smag, and the Arzarua, and the Smak, all are Mako, but Mikol Makom, Tema de Beisr Kares Kazeh, Lo Nechash, Lo Divre Rabbeinu Hananel, Shekol Dvar of Divre Kabbalahim. So at least you have to be Machmir Lachadchila. But then he says, "Efes temu shereinina rosh, shereov nara shalonim is gadlos yoser mikayfil kama paamim kshakshamim rubim." You see, the rivers are almost double the size when there is rain. So you have to be worried about it. So then he said, and he goes through the sugya. He says the chachilo one should worry about it. But then he says this question: Maishna notvin the poslim zochelin berivias and makilim torah zochelin. Why is there a problem here? After all, we know the way he asked the question is that we know if you have a kosher mikvah and a little she'uvim fall in, then it's kama batel. It can't ruin the mikvah, even if a bunch of she'uvim fall in. What's the difference? So says the Truma Tadeshin, exactly what we just said. The problem of she'uvin, of drawn water, is a different type of problem than the one that we're dealing with in our Gemara, that it's rainwater versus spring water. So there's a problem here. He says, because she'uvin, the problem of she'uvin is that it's disconnected from the source. So it's in a container. It's disconnected. So once it's connected again, so then it's okay. So if you put it into non-she'uvin, we say, oh, that's it. The psul she'uvin, whom mishum detlushinheim, uba'im alide tfisas b'nei adam. Its man was involved. Ulahach psul mahani zriya. Tekashiyiplu l'toch ha'mikvah shalem yischashu kula mechubarin. Aval psul denotvin, the problem of rainwater moving, that's a much more fundamental problem. How could rainwater that's supposed to be moving be changed by adding to, right? It doesn't become not moving by adding it to moving water. She'uvin becomes mechuber to a source if you put it into water that's still connected to the source of its spring. But by rainwater, which just has to be stationary, he says it doesn't it doesn't work. So that's the Shumas Hadeshin related to yesterday's discussion about She'uvin and Avuah Deshmuel's Chashash. Okay, now we move on, continue with the next Mishnah here on Daf Samachem, a base on the last line. Says the Mishnah, continuing with other people are allowed to go out with on Shabbos and whatnot. Hakitea Yotzea Bakav Shelo, Divrei Rabbi Meir. This Mishnah speaks about amputees and those who have difficulty and have trouble with their feet. Hakiteya, someone who is missing a foot. Rashi, shenikta araglo. He's missing a foot. Yotzeya bakav shelo. He's allowed to go out in Rishus Arabim on Shabbos without an erev with his kav. What is with his kav? So Rashi explains, minol di dehu. A kav is a wooden little container which he puts the stump of his foot in where his foot had been. He's missing one of his feet, so he puts the stump into that wooden container. So that's considered his shoe. So therefore, there's not a problem with going out with that on Shabbos. Mino di dehu. That's Shitas Rabbi Meir. For Rabbi Yossi Yosser, Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's not a normal shoe. That's not made out of the normal material of a shoe. It's not a shoe. It's not a tachshit. So it's just a masa. So we feel very bad for him, says Rabbi Yossi, but that is extra on Shabbos, and one is not allowed to go out with it on Shabbos. And once we're talking about this kav, we throw in another halacha. If the kav has not just enough space to put a foot in, or put where the foot was supposed to be, the stump in, but if it has place to put something soft, a rag, a little cushion, in order to make it softer on the stump of the person's foot, if it has place to do that, then tame. So then it's makabel tumah, because now it's considered a base kibble. Otherwise, usually we have the rule of a wooden kli, pshute kli eitz, that does not have a place to hold anything. Pshute kli eitz, flat kli eitz, that's not makabel tumah, it's tahar. Unlike metal. Metal, mateches, that's makabel tumah, even if it doesn't have a base kibble. But wood needs a base kibble. See here too, if it has a base kibble enough to put like a cushion in to put the foot, to stump on, then it's makabel tumah. Interestingly, the stump itself is not called, the fact that it holds the stump, that's not called the base kibble itself. Rashi explains that. That's not, you're not carrying anything. That carries you. So therefore, that's not called a base kibble, just that it holds the stump. Period. Smochos shelo. Second case. We're going to have three cases in this Mishnah. Smochos shelo. If we have someone who's missing both of his feet, Rachmana Litzlan, and he has certain cushions that he walks on, besides whatever he propels himself with his arms, Smochos shelo, Tamei Medris. That's Tamei Medris. We didn't talk about Tamei Medris in the first part of the Mishnah, because as we'll see, there's a discussion whether the Kiteya puts all of his weight onto that kav in the first case. But here we're talking about a case where you do. So Smochos shelo, where he puts the two stumps of his feet on these cushions. Tamei Medris, that's Tamei Medris, as we spoke about last week. The uniqueness of Tamei Medris, Tumah, if he's a Zav or a Zava or a Yoledes Mitzorah, the ones that create Tumas Medris, Tumah of being trampled on, being sat on. As we spoke about the uniqueness, that is also an Av HaTumah. It's not regular, it's not like regular transference where it goes from an Av to a Rishon. A Zav makes a Mishkav Hazav, or a Medris Hazav, into an Av itself. As we spoke from Rav Soloveitchik last week, that a Zav is Magdirit. It's not a Metame and a Mitame, but he's Magdir, the item, as a Mishkav, or a Medris Hazav, and Memela, it is Tame. So, Smocha Shalom Avi and Medris, the Yotzen Ben Meshabbos, and he could go out with it on Shabbos, because these are considered his shoes. Yom HaShabbos, Rashi, Tachshit Didehi. He needs these. These are Tachshit. Maybe more, maybe Rabbi Yossi would agree here. He doesn't argue here. V'nechnasim behem bazara. Even more, you could go into the Azara with it. Meaning it's better than shoes. These are his feet. These are really his feet. It's not his shoes. And therefore, it is mutter even to go into the Azara with these cushions on. Good. Third case. What if somebody has legs, but they're not usable? So he sits in a type of chair that's attached to the back of his body, and he goes and he walks with it on his arms. So ki seva samochos shelo, his legs hang down from the chair, and he also has samochos to support his legs. Tamei and medrash, those are also tamei medrash, because that he's sitting on it, and they support him. Vein yotzei mehem b'Shabbos, but that you cannot go out with on Shabbos. Rashi says they might fall down. You might come to carry them because they are not tight. They're not tight fitting on. I did a talu velo manchia ara, Rashi says, because they don't hang on they're not on the floor. Zimn de mishtalfi. Maybe they'll fall and one might come to carry them. So one can't go out on Shabbos. Veinichnasim ayam azara. And these one cannot go into the azara with because they're not considered feet. At most they're considered shoes or something extra. And therefore it is usher to go into the azara with it. Says the Tosfos Yantav right here on the Mishnah, the azara is ladafka. when we say we have to take off our shoes or take off other items that I'm not allowed to wear into the Beis HaMikdash, that is even on Tahara Bayis. The Oni release, says the Tosas Yantif, Tahaditzan Ba'azara, Huadin Lahara Bayis Namilo. Even our Bayis you can't go on. Kivan to Minolhu, because at most, at best, it's a shoe. Vahatnan lo yikanis lahara bayis b'minalo. Ah, that which it says, and it says in the brachas, the last parak, you can't go on hara bayis even. So va'aydi tana bereisha v'dechrasam and bazara. Since the reisha says azara to teach you the bigger chiddush, that's the chiddush that he could even go into the azara with these. Tana namiyachi b'seifa. That's why it says the seifa and seifa also use the language of the azara, but really means even not har habayis. What about har habayis b'zmanazeh? We spoke about that a couple of days ago in the mitzvah shir. Big discussion of the shita of the Ravid. Right, just to mention, the Ravid has a language about bizman hazeh har habayis ein bo kares. Most achronim assume ein bo kares doesn't mean that it's mutter, but that ein bo kares. But it's not our topic now. Good. Continuing, finishing up. Luktamin. Last line of the Mishnah. Luktamin. What is Luktamin? The Gemara will explain what Luktamin are. Rashi quotes the third opinion that we'll see. It's a type of mask that is put on to scare children. Luktamin. And that's not a kli. That's not a tachshit. So it starts on a kabotuma. Ven yotzaman, and you can't go out with it because that is something extra. It is not a beged or a kli. Good. So we talk about different items that one is allowed to go out with and not allowed to go out with on Shabbos. What about a cane? Very, very lamaisa. If somebody has a cane, they walk with a cane on Shabbos. So somebody is somebody allowed to use their walking stick in a place without an Erev? So the Shulchan Aruch says Mefurish. Shulchan Aruch in Shin Aleph, which is all about Hotzah. Sif Yud Zayin. Chiger. Like our Mishnah. She'enu Yachol Lelech Belo Makel. If he cannot walk without the stick, Mutter Lelech Bo Afilu Eino Kasher Bo. You're allowed to have it, even if it's not tied on, if it's loose. You're allowed to have it if you can't walk with it. Same would apply if in a certain situation you can't walk. Let's say you have to walk across an ice, a frozen river, and you need something to hold you up. That also would be mutter. That's like a third leg. That's not considered something extra. Avalam efshelo leilich zulaso. But if he can walk without it, ve'eno notzel el lahachzegatzmo, he takes it for extra balance, but really he can walk without it. Asur, so then it is asur. Only if he mamish needs it can he walk with it. So that's the issue of hotzah. There's another issue when it comes up with canes. Not really our canes, sometimes, but the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha talks about this. And that is in the canes of old, where they didn't have all paved roads. So in the canes of old, they used to have points on the bottom of the cane, which was able to cut into the earth. And that gave more support. So the problem is, right, the Bir Halacha says right here, that could be an issue of choresh, you're making holes. V'im yesh masmer b'rosh hamakel, sha'ose guma balichaso, v'avipsik resha delo nichale, you'd rather not make the hole, but it's still tzarechina modelechwa, that's still in a sense, we generally assume, psik resha delo nichale is in a Rabbanan, not like the shita of the Aruch who sold its mutter. So if that's so, he says that's something to think about. Our canes generally don't have that. We're not making so many holes with a flat surface. It's what's called koveshes instead of choresh, instead of the plowing. Okay, that's in terms of canes, bizman hazeh. Continuing the Gemara, Amarle Ravel Rav Nachman. Rav says Rav Nachman, Hechitznan, how exactly did you have the Mishnah? Meaning, in our Mishnah, we have Rabbi Meir in the first case. Rabbi Meir matters the kiteya to go out with Kav Shalom, and Rabbi Yossi answers. So, ask Rabbi Dervin Ahmed, is that how you had it? Which way did you have it? Who answers, who matters? Amar le lo yadana. I'm not sure. Hilchas amai. Who's the halacha like? Amar le lo yadana. So, Rabbi Nachman was not helpful. It's Mar, but now the Gemara has a couple of opinions. Amar Shmuel, Eina kiteya. The Mishnah should say Eina kiteya, meaning Rabbi Meir holds its usher, and Rabbi Yossi holds its mutter. V'chein Amar Rav Huna, Eina kiteya. Amar of Yosef, ho v'amar Shmuel ein akiteya, v'amar of Huna ein akiteya, anan nami is the ein akiteya. So we're going to go with that version, says Rav Yosef, that Rabbi Meir is the one that answers, and Rabbi Yossi is the one that matters. What difference does it make? Because we have rules about who we paskin like, and who the first opinion and second opinion is quoted. So that's what these Amorim hold. Against our Girsa. Maskev la Rava bar Shira lo sham yeluhu. You didn't hear the following? Hadamasni le Rav Chanan bar Rava lechia bar Rav. Rav Chanan said to Chia, Kamei de Rav. In front of Rav, Bikitona de Beirav. In the Kitona. Kitona is a little cubicle, a little area. Maybe it was a little room off the main base medrash in Rav's yeshiva. Bikitona de Beirav. Eina kiteya yotzei b'kav shlo div Rabbi Meir. That was the version that was said. What all these Amarim hold. V'Rav Yossi matir. Umachvi le'Rav Eifach. And Rav made a motion to switch it. Right? He went, a motion with his hand. It's the opposite. So you see, our girsa is correct. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, and how do you remember our girsa is correct? V'simana samach samach. You remember by samach samach, Rabbi Yossi Oser, you have two samachs in that phrase. That's how you remember Rabbi Yossi is the one that answers. So therefore, says Rava bar Shira, no, our girsa is correct. And now the Gemara says, the other Amoram also were chozer bo. Va'af Shmuel Hadarbe. Shmuel himself was chozer bo from the change of girsa, and he held like our girsa. The Rebbe Meir is the one that says it's mutter because it's considered a shoe. Where do you see that Rabbi Shmuel considers, says that Rabbi Meir's shita is that a wooden shoe is considered a shoe? It's not. Totally different context. The Mishnah in Yevamis about Chalitza. We know the halach is that a man has to take off his right shoe. Chalza b'sandal shena shalo. What if you use a sandal that's not his? B'sandal shal eitz, or a wooden sandal. O shall smol b'yamin, or the left sandal on the right foot. Chalitza k'shera. All those cases, b'di'evid, are kosher. V'yamrina, one of the cases was a wooden sandal. V'yamrina and Mantana, who is the opinion that holds a wooden sandal is considered a sandal, and therefore you can do chalitza with it? Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Meiri. It's Rabbi Meir. Where does Rabbi Meir say that a wooden shoe is a shoe? Titzan our Mishnah. Hakitia yotzei b'kav shelo. Div Rabbi Meir. For Rabbi Yossi Oser. Rabbi Meir says he can because it's considered a shoe. So you see Shmuel said that. So Shmuel obviously holds our version of the Mishnah, where Rabbi Meir matters because it is considered a shoe. Once we came to Chalitza, we haven't spoken about Chalitza in a long time. Let's just make maybe two or three ha'aris about the mitzvah of Chalitza. We know there are two separate mitzvahs of Chalitza. Chalitza, separate mitzvahs of the world of Chalitza and Yibum. Yibum is a separate mitzvah. Chalitza is a separate mitzvah. The Mishnah tells us, I think in Maseches Bechoros, that it used to be that Yibum kodem b'chalitza, even Ikar Adin. Yibum is the Ikar mitzvah, but because people stopped having the proper kavana, so nowadays, for the last hundreds and hundreds of years, we do chalitza and not Yibum. All the different parts of chalitza are one mitzvah. Even though the Mishnah has described that not every part is ma'akev, that does not mean that just like the other like tefillin, they're not ma'akvin, therefore they're counted as two mitzvahs. No, chalitza, the rakika, the spitting, and the kriyas ha'parsha, all the different elements of the chalitza process are considered one mitzvah. Some parts aren't as chashuv as the other parts, they're not as needed, and that's what it means in this context of ein ma'akvin zedzeh. One of the major questions in chalitza is, how much is it a mitzvah? How much is it a matir? Meaning, the big test case is, what if two people don't want to do it? The woman says, I'm never going to get remarried. She's 95 years old. She doesn't want to do chalitza. Is it a mitzvah shebegufo that we tell the woman to do, that we tell the man to do, even if they have no intention of getting remarried? Well, it's what we would call a mitzvah. Or do we say, no, it's a matir. It's a matir. If you want to get remarried, you should do it. But if you don't want to get remarried, you don't have to do it. It's not as big of a deal. So this is a major discussion which goes across many different sugyas. Just read you one Rambam. The Rambam in Beis Tazayin, in Hilchas Yibam. Yivama shetava hayavam lachalitza. A yivama that said to the man, please do chalitza. V'hi omeres enacholetzes v'lo noteles ksuba ela'eshe bebeis ba'ali kishar kol amanas. I want to be an amana. I want to be a widow. I'm staying. No, forget it. We'll do nothing. Ain shomin la, says the Rambam, we don't listen to her. Shaharei hiknu osa lazem min hashamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already created the zika, created the connection between this man and woman. He gets that from Chazal. V'ratza miyabin ratza choleitz. One or the other. V'nosen ksuba. Sounds like from that lashon that it's a mitzvah. Doesn't matter if she says, I don't want to. V'lo o, then the Rambam adds, El afilo amr, ani nizonas mi sheli, ve'eshiva guna, kol yamai, ein shomim lo, shere yavam omer lo, kol zman shad zakuka li, ein nosen li isha. Because the yavam says, look, as long as you're zakuk to me, they're not going to give me another wife. V'yafilo aya nasui, efshar she sees acheres, oti elo meriva. They're not going to let me get married. So, if you take that last line of the Rambam out of context, not reading the first line, so maybe you might say there is a matir element. The Yavam saying, look, it's on a practical level, they're not going to let me get married again because you're connected to me. But if you look at the first half of the Rambam, it sounds like mitzvah related, not just matir. Okay, a great test place to look at is, first of all, what if the woman doesn't want to do, like we just saw in the Rambam? This is the first, we'll get to other nafkaminas in a second, the Bezos Hashem. The first tshuva in the Chacham Tzvi. The first tshuva is about this issue. What if the woman doesn't want to do chalitza? Says the Chacham Tzvi, Shaharei kol ikar mash anu kofen ala chalitza hu mishum lesa dida she'ein chos min osa velo tiagin v'tesef. We don't want her to remain in aguna. V'yaf al gav d'amar gemar kol shi mitzvah lo mashina. We don't delay it. Al karchach lavainu taima mishum de kofen al mitzvah zasei. No, that doesn't apply here. By a mitzvah zasei, period, you would be kofeh. But this case, mitzvah zasei atluya biyad adam, kigon chalitza, shimhi rotze lehis again, v'gam hu eno makpid, anan loich balvon b'mitzvah zasei kazoo. Explicit. The Chacham Tzvi says in the first tshuva that it is a matir, and that the nature of the mitzvah is matir, and therefore if they don't want to do it, they don't have to do it. As a contrast, if you look in the Sefer HaKovetz, which is one of the svarim quoted in the back of the Frankel Rambams, he quotes from sources, B'mitzvah zazei zu pashut. This is the first one in Hilchos Yibam B'chalitza. Mitzvah zazei zu pashut. T'hok kishar mitzvos, kimo shofar v'lulav v'domehem. V'him hi v'hu merutzim shelo liyabeim v'lo lachlotz, v'ritzono lashevas galmuda v'yaguna. Let's say they both decide not to do it. Bezdin kofim osam. L'kayim mitzvah. No! You gotta do it. And the raya brua, the big raya that he brings, is that in Yevamos on Daf Chaf, Yibam and chalitza are discussed in the sugya of asei doche los asei. Assumes the Sefer HaKovetz, you can't apply that principle if it's an asei that you don't have to do if you don't want. So don't do it. How can it be asei doche los asei? The asei isn't strong enough. You don't have to do the asei. How can it be doche los asei? So it must be no, that you have to do it. You have to do it. So that is just a couple of lashonos. Other places to look, I'll just quote two, or maybe three, is number one, about a bracha. You see, a bracha usually signifies some type of mitzvah element. If you look in the Rashba in Chelek Aleph Simen Yud Ches in the Tshuvas, that's one of the two major sources in halacha for when we don't make a bracha on a mitzvah. Why is it? So we have the Abu Draham in Hilchos Brachas, and this Rashba, the 18th Tshuva. The Rashba has tens of thousands of Tshuvas. So in the 18th one, he is asked, Lamein Mavarchan al mitzvahs kulan. Why don't we make a bracha on every mitzvah? Like halvas chaveiro, lending somebody money, or toinimo, helping him load up his himself or his animal. Tshuva zu, says the Rashba, she'ela amuka. It's a deep question. V'davr sha'amdu alav arishonim zatzal. Many people have dealt with this. V'eino inyan tali b'tam echad. She'etin l'chol klal echad b'hem. There are many different reasons why a mitzvah might not get a bracha. Sometimes if it's a mitzvah she'ein bo maisa, like hashmatas ksafim, it doesn't get a bracha. If it's a mitzvah that's not totally only on the person, but there's somebody else involved, so you don't make a bracha, like all the matnas aniyim, and lending money, and staka, and v'ha'anaka, he says. And anything that's masu lebezdin, you don't make a bracha on. Asiyas dinim, you don't make a bracha. Any mitzvah haba b'aveira, that comes from an aveira, like returning gezel, or ribis, right? So that also you don't make a bracha. V'chein manas kahuna. You don't make a bracha. Why? Because Yisrael is not really doing anything. He designated it, but Hashem is really giving the truma to the Kohen. Again, in these sugyas, you learn, you get nuggets and amazing conceptual ideas from all these mitzvahs. Dein Yisrael nosi mishalo, el Hashem yisbrach zikotan lekohen, o mishochan gavoa kazachu. The Chului continues, and then he says, V'ein mevarchin al mitzvah she'ikara ina mitzvah. You don't make a bracha on a mitzvah that bi'ikaron is not a mitzvah. Kegon chalitza v'yibum. Chalitza v'yibum. That bi'ikaron is not a mitzvah. Why? So he doesn't say because it's only a heter. He says, shoha ikar mishum pirya v'rivya. V'hi ein a mitzvah pirya v'rivya. She's the one doing the acting. The husband just stands there. He has the shoe taken off and put on. He's passive. So you don't make a bracha because he's not active. And she doesn't make a bracha because the Iker mitzvah, this is related to getting married again, and Yakum Hashem Achiv Ameis Puravu, and she's a mitzvah on Puravu. And it's not just that, oh, like a Zman Grum, and she can make a bracha. No, she's Mufka from this mitzvah. V'chenal Gerishin. And also he says, you don't make a bracha on Gerishin either. Interesting line. Mishum Sheish Mixas HaGerishin Shehein Ba'avera. Go Shalom Matzah Bad Ve'ervo Magarsha Shesan'u Yehamishaleach. Then he quotes others and all the mitzvahs ha ben adam l'chaveiro. That is the Rashba. But that's an interesting line. The Rashba says there's no bracha on chalitza because bi'ikaron is puravu. So does that mean that it's more in the mitzvah world or the matir world? Not totally clear. What about a woman who's not going to be able to get married anyway? In Eishes Melech, the wife of a king can't get married anyway. So you don't do chalitza to his wife. Rashi says in Sanhedrin and Daf Yotes, "Mepnei she'asur linasei." She's asked to get married anyway. Sounds like from Rashi is pure matir. Says the Rishash on that Rashi, Sanhedrin Yotes Mebeis, "Lechora hachanami the mitzvah chalitza ain't a bichdei shetei muteris linasei." It's not just a matir, says the Rishash. Elo shehi mitzvah mitam hakamus meitanu. There are hidden reasons for every mitzvah. Afimena rotzeli nasei laolam. Even if she never wants to get married. See, he doesn't like what Rashi said. I don't know why Rashi says that. He quotes, but he said, but what's his mentality? His mentality is, it's a mitzvah. And finally, just to end off, with the Menachas Chinuch, who says maybe there are two elements, which obviously there seem to be. He talks about in Tavkuf Tzadik Tes, mitzvah 599, he quotes the Chacham Tzvi, and he ends up saying that he thinks there are two types of kavana that the people have to have when they're involved in this mitzvah. Lufiani is daiti da kavana shematir osa zu kavanas kinyan ava mikal makam tzorach lechavin latesi dea mitzvah ki hi mitzvah sasei vihi kechola mitzvahs ube kavana zu latesi dea mitzvah ein tzorach raka cholitz de mekai mitzvah ava lohi, he has to have the kavana da mitzvah ala zacharim vegam afilu im lokivein kavana zu niftara din heter shalat toli bim yatsa dea mitzvah. The Heter is not totally on the mitzvah, also a fascinating line. But either way, this is a major sugya in chalitza. How much is it a mitzvah? How much is it a matir? We got to chalitza a little bit right here on our daf. Okay, let's continue now. Says the Gemara, so we said Shmuel was chozerbo, and Shmuel has our version of the Mishnah, where Rabbi Meir is matir, and Rabbi Yossi is asers. Continuing, says the Gemara, v'yaf Rav Huna adebe. Rav Huna also was chozerbo. The Tanya, as the Braisa says, sandal shel sayadin, a sandal of sayadin. Sayadin are people who work with sid, with plaster. They used to put a certain type of covering, shoe-shaped cover, on their own shoes, so they don't get plaster all over their shoes. Right? Sometimes, like there's, if we can think about it, sometimes when a doctor goes into the OR, so he puts these little covers, like he wears scrubs, but he puts little covers over his shoes, right, for infection purposes. So something that covers the shoe like that, but that what he wears is cloth. It's not makabel tum. It's just a throwaway. But here we're talking about sandal shel sayadin. It's made of straw, made of wood. Tamei medris. That's tamei medris. That beged that you put over the shoe. Visha choletzisbo. And a woman can't, it's not really beged, it's wooden. Wooden or made out of straw. And a woman can use it for chalitza. So you see, again, it's called a shoe. The yotzin bo b'shabbos. Diver Rabbi Akiva. And you can wear it on a Shabbos. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's meiko. And he calls it a shoe. Velo hodulo, but they didn't agree to him. V'hatnan or v'hatanya hodulo. Others say that they did agree. So I'm Rav Huna. Rav Huna, man hodulo, who agreed to Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is the one that agreed to Rabbi Akiva, who says that it is a shoe. Uman lo hodulo Rabbi Yossi. And who didn't agree? Rabbi Yossi did not agree. So you see there too, Rav Huna has the version that we have, that Rabbi Meir is mekel, and Rav Yossi is machmir. Rav Yosef Amar, or Amar Rav Yosef, on the Gears, they change it. Who's the shita that argues though? Reb Meir agrees. Reb Yossi argues. Anybody else? Man lo hodulo, Reb Yochanan ben Uri. Reb Yochanan ben Uri also does not think that these are called shoes. Ditznan, because we learned in the Mishnah, kaveres, right, the gra changes the girsa here. Our girsa is kaveres shalkas v'shvaferes shalkanim. The gra says it's machzeles hakash. It is a straw mat. A mat made out of straw, u'shvaferes hakash, and a tube made out of straw. Rabbi Akiva metameh. Rabbi Akiva holds tameh in these cases because they're considered kalim and they're makabel tuma. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says no, they're matar. Right? These straw mat or a straw tube. Right? Matar. It's not makabel tuma. It's not called a kli. So the same thing. Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri would say a straw or wooden shoe wouldn't be called a shoe. Period. Omar mar sandal. Shel Sayadin, Tamei Medris. The sandal of Sayadin we had before is Tamei Medris. It goes over the shoe. Ask the Gemara, Halav li luchavdi. But what do you mean? It's not made to walk in. It's just made to protect the shoe. So they don't walk in it. So that's not called Tamei Medris. Amar of Acha Baravula, Shekena Sayid, Metaya Boach, Amagiela Beso. No, even though it's ultimately, he puts it on to protect his shoe, but he wears it home. He wears it home and doesn't take it off until he gets home. So you do walk with it. So that's why it's Kzot HaKli. But what do you see from the question of the Gemara? And even from the answer, a shoe is defined by walking. Lehilucha avde. It's a beautiful ha'ara that I saw in the Sha'arim Mitzuyanim Bahalacha, where he talks about, we have two brachas that we say in the morning. First we say, it depends on your nusach. We have two brachas. One is Sha'asali called Sarki. Hashem has done everything for me. And the other is Hamechin Mitzah Degaver. Thank you for setting up the steps of a person. So he says, depending on your version, which you say first, that will determine what your kavana is. Koshazli Kotsarki, as we know, Chazal tell us, in the end of brachas, you have to focus on your shoes. Hashem did everything for me, even my shoes. Mitzade gaver, and Hashem helped me walk. So you see from this Gemara, Shazli Kotsarki, shoes are for walking. That's why you first, right, you say Shazli Kotsarki, and right after that, you say Mitzade gaver. If you have the other Girsa, the other version of the order of Birchas HaShachar, he said, maybe you say Mitzade gaver, you walk, and once you start walking, you realize it's very uncomfortable, and you're stepping on thorns and difficulties, and that's when you appreciate the pain, and that's when you thank Hashem for Sha'asali called Sarki for giving you your shoes. Either way, this Gemara, he says, plays a role because it is telling you that it is shoes are lahilucha avidi. This is a beautiful thought I've mentioned in the past from the Marshal in the name, the Shlach HaKadosh, in the name of the Marshal, where he says, why is Sha'asali called Sarki? Hashem has done everything for me. Why do we focus on shoes then? Why shoes? Why dafka do we have kavana for shoes? Why is that considered everything? So he quotes a similar idea. He says, by any makam kadosh, we take off our shoes. Take by the Beis HaMikdash, Shalna Lechem Eraglecha, by the Sneh, by Yoshua Ben Nun also. So why do we have to take off our shoes by a makam kadosh? Two questions. Says the Marshal, the Kuzari has the different levels of being. The four levels of being. Domain, the inanimate objects. Above that is the Tzomech, the growers, the flowers, the trees. Chai is above that, the live animals. And Medaber, the speakers. What does that pyramid mean? Every being on top of what's above it uses what's under it to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with and to exist with. The flowers use the dirt. The animals eat the flowers. People, we use everything under us to show that we have shlita, we have authority, and we use everything under us to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with. So when we wear shoes made out of leather, so that symbol signifies and represents our shlita on the entire world. And everything in the world that we use to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why shoes, we say Sha'asali Kol Tzarki, because that symbolizes our using everything in the world for Avodas Hashem. But that's also why when we're in a Makam Kadosh, we take off our shoes. Because we're not in control here. We're not the sholeit here, in a Makam Kadosh Baruch Hu, or the Kohanim go up to Duchin, Kadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. So we're not the sholeit there, we're not the Moshel, so we take off our shoes. Good. Weiter. Says the Gemara, Vim Yesh Lo Beis Kibbutz Ketutin Tameh. If this kav has a place to hold a rag, it's makabel tuma. Omer Abayo, what type of tuma? Tummy tumas mace, ain't tummy madras. Abaya says, tummy mace. It's not tummy madras. Why? Because Rashi says, according to the first opinion, according to Abaya, he doesn't really lean on it. The kite in the first case, where he has one leg and he puts this on, he just does it for show. He doesn't want people to look at him in an askance way. Look, he only has one leg. So he puts on this fake leg. So it's more for show, more for a tachshit than for leaning on. He doesn't really put his full weight on it normally. That's why it's not Tamei Medrus. Rava Avarav Tamei Medrus. Rava says, no, it is Tamei Medrus, because sometimes he does put his weight on it. Oh my Rava, you know what I mean? How do I know that if sometimes you put your weight on it, it's Tamei Medrus? Tetnan, the Mishnah says in Beitza, Agala Shel Katan, a little wagon that a child uses to play with. And sometimes he sits in it, Tamei Medrus. So you see, if sometimes you sit in it, it's good enough. The Abaya, no. Amar, Hasam Samichilave. There he really leans on it. Hachalo Samichilave. Here he doesn't. Here it's just for show. Once in a while, doesn't count. Amar Abaya, Minamidala. So now, Abaya knocked out the mucker for Rava. So now, what's Abaya's mucker himself? Amar Abaya, Minamidala. Tanya. Makal Shel Zakenim. Tarmi Klom, a cane. A cane of Zakenim is Tahar. What do you mean Tahar? Why is it Makabot? Right here, the Zakenim leans on it. The answer is no. If you don't lean on it, unless, you know, once in a while, that is not Makabel. That is not Makabel Tumah. Rashi says, it's not Makabel Tumah Medrus, because it's not made to lean on, and it's not Makabel other Tumahs, because it's Pshutei Kliyetz, right? It's a straight wooden straight wooden kli, and it's not going to be makabel tumas. That's a baya. You see, sometimes if you lean on it, it is not makabel tumah. V'rava, what would Rava say? What's the difference between the cane and our case? Hasam over there by the cane, l'tirutze sugya avita. There is, it's not even made for leaning on, it's just made to help the person with his posture. Hacha lismochi lave hu davida. But here it's made to lean on, v'samachalei, and he does lean on it occasionally. And that's good enough for our case. Good. Next, Tamei and Medris, the second case of the person who's missing both his legs, the smochos are Tamei Medris, Vein Yosem Ebe Shabbos, you can't go out with it on Shabbos, because it's not considered regular shoes, it's considered extra, Vein Nechnasim Behem Azara, and he can't go into the Azara with it, Tani, Tana Kamei, Rabbi Yochanan. Nechnasim Behem LaAzara, the Brisa was said in front of Rabbi Yochanan that he can't go into the Azara with it, Amar Lei, Anishone Isha Choletzes Bo, V'yat Amei Nechnasim, I say that a woman could do Chalitza with it, which means it's a shoe. If it's a shoe, so how can you say you could go into the Azara with it? Nichnasin. So Tani, ein nichnasin ben Lazara. Change it, said Rabbi Yochanan. It should be you cannot go into the Azara with it like we have it. Good. Look to me in Tahora, this last line in the Mishnah. Look to me or not makabel tumah. My look to me, what are look to me? 3 days. Amar Rabbi Yavo, chamer da'achpa. Rashi explains this means something that straps, seems like it has suspenders over the shoulder of a clown, and it's like a saddle that he pretends to be riding on a donkey for a show. So that's not really sat on it. It hangs from the donkey. It hangs from the shoulders. So it's not a kli. It's not a tachshit. So it is tahora. Rava bar papa amar kishire. Kishiri or either, Rashi says, some of these types of stilts that you use to be able to not walk in the mud. The Meiri says it sounds like more stilts, like we know stilts, just for fun, to dance with. Sometimes stilts also that is not makabel tumah. It's not made to be supportive like shoes. Rava bar afuna amar bar Rashi on the Mishnah only quoted the third opinion, parmi, which means masks. Masks to scare the children with. So that is the case that is looked him in the Mishnah. Good. Next Mishnah. Habanim yotz in biksharim. Boys, young boys, could go out with ties, knots on their fingers, let's say. We'll see why in the Gemara. Ubnei malachim bezugin. And bnei malachim are allowed to go out with bells on their clothing. That's normal for them. The kaladam, really anybody could do any of this. El shadibru chachamim behoveh. But Chazal just spoke about the common cases. Wow. So bnei malachim could go out in zugin. If you look in the Ramah says in Shin Lamed Ches, in the beginning, Sif Aleph. We saw this a couple of days ago. The Isser Drabanan of clay shear, something that's made for music, so it's Usser Drabanan. Right, Shemi Sakin clay shear. And we spoke about door knockers. Door knockers are Usser Drabanan. You can knock on a door with your hands, but door knockers are Usser. That is the Ramah. So the big discussion in the beginning of Shin Lamed Ches is what about bells on Sifrei Torah, on a paroches? That is a major machlokes, haposkim, machlokes on the Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avram and the Shach are both meiko. It's mutter. Either it's Letzorach Mitzvah or it's not made to be a Letzorach Mitzvah, meaning what? It's made for people to notice the Sefer Torah, the Aron being open, and then they stand up. Or it's not made to make the sound, really. It's just as decoration. And the Taz is not happy. The Taz thinks it is a problem, and others think that the Elio Rabba thinks it is a problem. The Bishabura summarizes these Shitas in Sifkat and Vav. Ein Kasav Taz, Demizem Muchach, to Aser Litlos B'Shabbos, Osana Parochos, Sheyesh Ben Pamonim, Washmiya Kol Kshaposchen Aaron, V'chein Litlos Pamonim Al Atzei Chayim, Shel Asefer Torah, Kivan to Iker Avidte Lakala, and the Shach is Meiko, Letzorach Mitzvah is Mutter. The one who opens the paroches, the Shach says, doesn't have kavana to do it. So it's a psik resha, even it's nichale, but anyway, so he quotes all these machlokes haposkim, and he says at the end of the day, if it's a tzorach mitzvah, you have more to rely on. But if it's not tzorach mitzvah, if it's on a beged that somebody has, that is more of a problem. Right? That is what the Shulchan Gibborim says right here in our Gemara. He quotes, he assers bells on begadim. Right? He talks about our Mishnah here, about the B'nai Malachim, but what the Ramah says in Chav Gimel, later on, Habanim Yotzin Bezugin, Ha'arugam Lebeksusam, but the Ramah says, Hadamutawatse, Stavka Shein Lahem Inbo, Vein Mashmiim Kol. Our Mishnah said they go up with belt, that's only if you stuff it up and it doesn't make a sound. So the Shulchan Gibborim right here says, right, they can't, the Ramah quotes, the Shulchan Gibborim, that only if it's stuffed up. The Magen Avraham says, how do sometimes we have a bell? So he suggests, the Bir Halacha quotes the Magen Avraham right here, he says, Dafka Hecha Dabai Lakala. It's only usher when they want the sound, like children. But if Gdolim have it, just as sometimes women might have a little bells and little things that make sound on the bottom of a dress, the bottom of a skirt, so that is not a problem, says the Magen Avraham, because that's just made for decoration. They don't want Dafka the sound to to be heard. Good. Says the Mish, says the Gemara, my ksharim. What are ksharim? When it says the banim could go out with ksharim, what does that mean? Number one, Amar Adamari, Amar of Nachman, Bar Baruch, Amar of Ashi, Bar Avin, Amar of Yehuda, Kishure Pua. It's a type of plant that you take the parts of the plant that you tie around the person's neck in order for refua purposes. Rashi says, I'm not sure which holy this works for, but that's what they used to do. Amar Abaya, Amri Liaim. Abayo was an orphan who had a woman take care of him. Always quotes this woman as his mother. Amrili, my mother told me, Tzlasa Mukbe, if you tie it three times, this type of Kishrei Pua, then it stops this choli in its track. Chamisha Masi, five times, it heals it. Shiva, Afilu L'Kshafim Ali, seven times, it's an unbelievable refua. Even for kshafim, even for witchcraft and kishuv that was put making somebody have problems, this could solve and heal. Amar of Acha Bar Yaakov, Hudelo Chazilei, this only works if this plant never saw Shimsha v'Sierra, never was in the sunlight or the moonlight, v'lo Chazi Mitra, it never was rained on, v'lo Shamile Kol Barzala, and never heard any type of metal banging, v'kol Tanagolto, or a chicken, v'kal Nigri, or footsteps. Amr of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Nafa Pura, Puta Bebira. You basically threw out this medicine then. Because it's impossible that you have a plant that never saw sun and shade and rain. It's impossible. So, my Aryabanim Afilu Banos Nami. And also, why are we suggesting, period. Let's just say that Rabbi Yitzchak says, if you say these are the limitations, then we can never use that. But now we're asking on the Pshat of the Mishnah, how could you say Ksharim means this type of plant? So, my Aryabanim Afilu Banos Nami should also apply to little girls. Why only boys? My Aryaktanim Afilu Gdolim Nami. Why only Ktanim? So, Ella, second Pshat of Ksharim. Ella, my Ksharim, literally or not. Ki had Amar of Avin Barhuna Amar Chamar Gurya. Ben Shiyeshlo Gagu and Alaviv. A son who misses his father a lot, and we're worried about the son's health. No tel ritzua miminol shal yamin, the koshla bismolo. You take a strap from the right shoe of the father and tie it on the left hand of the son. And in that way, he'll always feel safe. He'll always feel that his father's near him. Amar Nachman Bar Yitzchak v'simanech tefillin. How do you remember which side to do it? Tefillin. You tie, a regular person ties with his right hand onto his left arm. So you take from the right foot and put it on the left hand of the child. V'chilufa sakant. If you try to do it the opposite way, it's sakana. Rashi says he's going to be megageh yosem idai. Maybe he won't focus on it so much because it'll be on his left, on his right hands. And the Shita L'Ran speaks about people are going to, he's going to think that the father's not coming back. Exactly, the sakana is not 100% clear. The Rishonim try to discuss what is the sakana. Amar Avin Barhuna, Amar Av Chama Barguria. Amar Huna says the name of Chama Barguria. Sechufe kisa atiburi b'shapsa shaper dami. Somebody has a stomachache. One of the ways that they used to heal stomachache is putting heat on it. So they used to heat up a cup with boiling water, pour out the cup, and then just put that upside down cup on the stomach, and that heat, the generated from the heat of the steam of that cup, would heal the intestines. Good. Amarav, so we're going to talk a number of points. Plus, we're talking about health issues and healing and remedies. So that's the rest of today's Amud, is all about these remedies, which we'll talk about in general in a minute. Bez Hashem. The Amarav Barhuna, Amarav Chan Barguria, also the same person is talking. Mutu Lasok Sheminu Melech B'Shabbos, you're allowed to take a salty oil mixture on Shabbos also to help heal. Ki hada Rav Huna mi bei Rav v'Rav mi bei Reb Chiya v'Reb Chiya mi bei Rebbe, like all these people, ki avi mivsimi. Sorry, this was used to make somebody a little more sober if they drank too much. So when they used to get drunk, maisi mishcha umilcha, they used to bring this mixture, v'shayfi luhu l'gavyasa diadayu, v'gavyasa dekarayo, they used to rub it on the palms of their hands and feet. The Amrin, they used to say, ki heichi detzil ha-mishcha, just like this oil is being thinned out by our wiping it on our hands and feet, leitzel chamri deplanya bar planisa. So too, the wine of so-and-so should be, right, son of so-and-so, quoting the mother's name, which also we'll talk about in a minute, they should be healed. That's if you have that mixture. Ve'ilo, and if you don't have that mixture, and the Rashba notes and the Tshuva, which we'll talk more about B'Hashem tomorrow, next off, you ultimately have Hashem in mind. You don't think that it's the incantation that's working. Or else it'll be an Isra of Darki Hamori. Have a Kodesh Baruch Hu in mind, but this was a tested remedy. Ve'ilo, if you don't have the oil and salt, maisi shia de dana, you just bring a clay seal of a barrel, v'shara de b'maya, you soak it in water, and you put it on, do the same thing, v'yamar, and you say, ki heche de leitzel hai shia, leitzel chamer de planya bar planisa. Just like the seal is thinned out, so too the wine should be thinned out. V'yamar Avin bar Huna Amar Avchan bar Gurya, mutar l'chanik b'shab, as a person can fix the bones of a neck. If they get a little out of place, person can fix them on Shabbos, and it looks like you're strangling somebody. That's what it's called. V'yamar Avin bar Huna Amar Avchan bar Gurya, l'fufe yinuka b'shab, so shaper dummy, setting the bones of a child that was just born into place, also is mutar. Even if it's not sakanas tefashis, it's mutar, because that's not called doing anything. Why in all these cases is there no gzeira mishum refua? Ask the Shita Laran. Either it's sakanas tefashis, or as we said yesterday, medicine is never used to do this. So therefore, it was never included in the gzeira of taking medicine shchika samamanim. Rav Papa Masni Banim, Rav Zvid Masni Ben. In these previous cases that we spoke about a number of different items, Rav Papa said, he said two things. Avin Bar Huna said two things, that's why he had Banim. Rav Zvid only had one. Rav Papa Masni Banim, Bitshravayu Masni Luhuba Avin Bar Huna. He quoted them both in that name, in the name of Avin Bar Huna. Rav Zvid Masni Ben, Kamaisa Masni Ba Avin Bar Huna, Vahai Masni La Baraba Bar Bar Chana. They each said something. Tamar Abba Bar Bar Chana, Lufufi Inuka Bishapsa Shaper Dami. He's the one that says the second point. Period. Omar Abaya. Abaya says again, I'm really A, my mother told me, who's not his real mother, the one who took care of him. Call Minyani Bishma Di'ime. Whenever you say an incantation, you always use the mother's name. As we make a refuah, a mishaber for refuah, you always use the mother's name. Why? Some say there's more Rachmanis, the Chachma Shlomo right here in the back, says, maybe because you know the mother, Bavadai. The father you're not sure about, but the mother you know, the baby came out of the mother. So you're more sure about the mother. The Vilna Gaon says, on Pasha's Toldos, he says beautifully, he says, no, you don't want to use the mother? Because the Gemara says in Maseches Nida that the mother gives the flesh and the meat of a person, the father gives the bones, and Hashem gives the neshama. Right? In the Gemara, Daf Lamed Aleph, the three partners in a human. So when somebody's sick, usually it's his flesh, his basar that's sick. And that's why after a person dies, we use the father's name because the bones are what's left after a person dies. That's why there's a difference between a Mishaberach and a Kelmale. And that's why the Gra there, why does he say it in Pashas Toldos? Because Lavan says, Ach Atzmi Uvisari Ata. Lavan is telling Yaakov, I'm related to you both from the father's side and the mother's side. Right? Through Nachar, through Rivka. So that's the Gra's beautiful pshat of Lavan's words. Good. Continue. So, all these incantations use the mother's name. V'chol kitre b'smala, and any knots that you tie is on the left side. V'amar Rabbi Amri li'im, kol minyanei d'mifarshi k'd'mifarshi. Any incantation that you know how many times to say it, fine. U'delo mifarshi, if you don't know, arbon v'chad zimni. Then you say it 41 times. Period. Tana Rabbanan Yosef Evan Tekuma B'Shabbos. A woman could wear a stone that was supposed to be a prevention of miscarriage. She could go out with it on Shabbos. Mishimer B'Meir Omru Apa Mishkal Evan Tekuma. Even a weight that was weighed Kneged, that stone, also has the power, so she could go out with that. Veloshi Pila, not only if she already has a history of miscarriage, Elvin Shema Tapia, but even to prevent. Velosha Ibra, and not only if she's not pregnant already, even if she's not pregnant yet, she could still wear it. The weight against only works if it was exactly the same weight. If you had to add or take off, then it's not going to work. If it's the weight of a weight, two steps removed, then you don't do it. Abaya said, my mother told me, Le'ishta bas yoma, for a fever that keeps coming up daily, Lishkal Zuza Chivra, right, we're about to have a medicine and a remedy in the Talmud. Whenever we have this, we will always look in the Rabbi Akiva Eger. The first Rabbi Akiva Eger in Siman Shin Lamed Vav in Yeredeya, he quotes the Yamsha Shlom, he quotes the Cheir Makadmonim, that we don't use any of the Talmudic remedies b'zman hazeh. Because they're not going to work. We don't exactly know what the materials are and what the amounts are, and maybe nishtanu ativim, but it's just going to cause people to make fun of the Talmud, and that's why there's a gzera, cheir makadmonim. We don't use any of these anymore. Either way, but we read it because it's Talmud Torah. Lishta basyoma for a fever that's daily. Lishkol zuza chivra, take a white coin. Velazel malchasah and go to the place where the salt gathers, right by the go to the Dead Sea. Veliskol maskele milcha, and then you weigh out a certain amount of the salty material against it. Velitzayri bechalah debet savar, and you tie it around the neck of the person, Benira Barka, with a strand of hair, that'll heal him. V'ilo, and if you don't have that, lace of a parshas rachim, just sit by the road. V'chizazi shum shun mana gamla d'dari midi, when you see an ant holding something heavy, a big ant, they're holding something, lishkale, take it, v'lishadi begufsa d'nechasha, put the ant in a copper tube, Velistame ba'avra, close it with lead. Velichtame b'shis and gushpaki, seal it with 60 seals, meaning seal it very well. Velavar zule, shake it up. Velidre, and carry it. Velemele, and say, tu'uneich alai v'tu'unai alach. You take my load and I'll take your load. Right, and then your sickness will go on the ant. It sounds like kaparis. That's dangerous. Maybe this ant was already used by somebody else. Right, and therefore, you're taking to take that other sickness. So therefore, rather say, you take both of our loads. Good. Below, and if you don't find the ant, take a new jug, go to the river, and say, nara nara, ozvin kuza de maya, lo urcha dik lali. You say to the river, lend me some water that you could take the visitor that's with me, my sickness. And go seven times around your head. This is where kaparis comes from. And then throw the water back in. And say, nara nara, shkakul maya, obviously, take the water that you gave me, de urcha dik and what has been with me. Take the sickness along. Biyomi aso, biyomi azel. It came today, and hopefully it'll go today. Either way, these are some of the remedies. We'll talk more about it on the next daf. Okay, we will stop here.